we've got some occupations. You'll get to know quite a few more occupations once we get started with the book. But what I want to demonstrate here is that there is always a masculine and there is a feminine version of all occupations. For our architect, we've got der Architekt. Der is the masculine or male architect, and the female version would be die Architektin. The article changes to D, which signifies feminine, and ends in IN. Der Architekt, der is the masculine article, means the, but it's the masculine form of the. So German has masculine the, der, feminine the, die, and a neuter the, das. We'll get more into that later. An automechanic is der Automechaniker or die Automechanikerin. The baker is der Bäcker or die Bäckerin. The bank teller is der Bankangestellte or die Bankangestellte. That's the one of the very few ones that doesn't differentiate between the masculine and feminine, except for the article der and die. Bank teller does not add an IN at the end to signify that it's feminine. One of very few examples of that. The bricklayer or the stonemason is der Maurer or die Maurerin. The broker is der Makler. The feminine form is die Maklerin. Stockbroker would be der Börsenmakler or die Börsenmaklerin. And the real estate agent is der Immobilienmakler or die Immobilienmaklerin. Bus driver, der Busfahrer, feminine version, die Busfahrerin. And computer programmer, der Programmierer or die Programmiererin. Again, you've got there the IN ending as well as the D article that signify that it is feminine.